Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and this is, yes, my friends, this is episode 151 of Get Fit Row. That is 151 episodes of me greasing your ears with some frightfully good insights into the kind of the world around fitness, around rowing, around coaching, around building a business idea. Right, so today, so it's the bank holiday after New Year. That makes it a Monday, I think. And last night I watched a very, very good little mini series called The Playbook. And, oh, by the way, it's a bit windy today, but I think I'm sheltering you from the wind. So the Playbook, right, is a series of four interviews with some very successful coaches. Two particularly that I know of, or know of intimately. Let's say intimately is probably the wrong word, but, you know, I know very, very well. One is Jose Mourinho, the football coach. And the other one is a guy called Patrick, surname begins with M, and I can't remember the rest of it, but he's a French coach who, I should know his name, he's coached or coaching, probably still coaching, Serena Williams to her greatness. And there's an observation that I thought I'd share. And it's worth watching The Playbook, because all of the coaches in all of the series, they talk about, I think they talk about resilience in various different ways. Their personal resilience, their personal belief. And the weird thing is about the coaching world they live in, it's their personal belief in someone else's ability. Not in their own ability, in someone else's ability. And in Mourinho's case, actually, what he talks about more than anything is not the ability of one person. As he says, quite rightfully, his job was never to coach Ronaldo to kick a football. But his job as a coach was to coach the team around Ronaldo to make him and the team the best team they could be. In effect, it's the individuals or the teams, it's the talent that they're coaching, that has to buy into their coaching, has to believe in their coaching in order to reach the greatness that the coach believes they are capable of. And actually, the one thing that resonates with me massively, particularly in the case of Patrick, the tennis coach, he says that he spent a lot of his time, a lot of his youth, looking at other people, just looking at their mannerisms and their idiosyncrasies and their weaknesses and probably their strengths. He kind of got a feel for people, and he obviously has that ability now, and he coaches not just Serena Williams, he coaches through his tennis centre in France, he coaches hundreds of future or current tennis stars. But he and Mourinho talk, and the other guys talk about it in their own way as well, but I don't know their sport and I don't know them as well, so I can't really talk as in so much detail. But it's fascinating to think that the job of a coach is to work alongside talent, but the talent has to believe that they are able to reach the heights that the coach expects. And I think that's a very good way, or it's something for me to remember at the start of this year. I have to be resilient to realise that the people I coach can go further than they ever thought they can go, whether that's on the water or whether that's indoor training. They can go further and faster than they realise, because I know they can, but they have to believe. And I guess the interesting observation is, I think Mourinho said it, or maybe Patrick said it, it's like, as a coach, as a really, really good coach, it's all right if someone sacks you. I always wondered why football coaches weren't really too bothered when they got sacked or they moved on to the next place, is that there's almost a human aspect to coaching, in the sense that you as a coach have to be prepared to be sacked for the road to end, because the road will either end for that athlete or talent naturally through, say, aging, so therefore it comes to an end, or it will also come to the end where they maybe believe that they can do it themselves and it will come to an end for you, or actually it will come to an end because they believe there's someone better. And I think to some extent I used to think about this as more of a political narrative, but actually now I think, having watched these, the playbook, is I think actually it's all right to think that performance can come to an end. It's all right to think that you could be sacked. For as much as that sounds like a mad idea, but I think that happens regularly within the personal training environment. People get somewhere and then they go, I don't need you anymore. But they do. But I guess the footnote to this podcast is, if you're thinking about getting fit or rowing in 2022, one of the things that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to find a coach or a personal trainer that you believe in. A coach or a personal trainer that allows them to believe in you, that you believe them, if you get the drift. Because if you don't, you'll never make the progress that coach or personal trainer thinks you can make. And in my case, they say, you know, to pick up myself and all that, is I always believe everyone that I meet, everyone I've ever met, I've always believed, not competitively really, but I've always believed that people can do more than they think they can do, and it's my belief in them that gets the performance out of that person. And when they get the performance, they look back and they go, I never believed I could get here, but you did, didn't you? And I always go, yeah, I did. I always thought you'd get there eventually. Anyway, look, it's getting a bit cold actually, so I'm going to get walking with the dog. But look, thanks for listening, and that's a wrap. Remember, 2022 is the year to get fit to row. Take care. Ta-da. Bye.